Simkif Tes. Is that the Yain so Truma, the Mishnah Truma says it's in the Skala, Yishafech, based on which the Chulun, you have something which is Gila, you have to pour it out. What has Gili? Now everything has Gili. Shalish Mashing Masum Mishnah Gili, Mayim, Yain, Vechalo. The main things have Gili are water, wine, and milk. Those things have Gili, Shako Mashing Mutar. And what's the reason why? These are things which the snakes enjoy, and other things snakes don't drink. I once saw Shemir Kanievsky that, what do you mean snakes enjoy? Why do they have a preference in the taste? Everyone knows the color of the nachash was that everything he tastes like offer. So why doesn't enjoy Mayim, Yayin, Chalav? How does he even know the difference? Everything all tastes the same. And how in the world does nachash know the difference? So the answer is, even though it doesn't have the chasha of taste, but it has the chasha reich, and I guess these smells, the snake is attracted to, and therefore that's why these are going to be asas. Because all things we asa are mine, yain, the chalav, other mashin is going to be mutter. How long is the gila? Gemara says very quickly. Just sneak in and sneak out, a very short amount of time. Now we get a din of gila. Mishnah, hey, says, Shir Mayim Magul, how much is it? Kishtavim Amara, or for the poison to get bottle. Reisim Rebekim had kosh bekakas Abraham Sa. So the Machlech Shvishen, what does it mean by 40 Sa? Is the right of 40 Sa is up to 40 Sa is the problem afterwards it's going to be bottle? Or is the opposite, that that's in the poison is not bottle? And the side is that if it's going to be a lot, as you 40 saw, you're not going to notice the poison in there, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Basis brings down both Mahacham and says, we're dealing with a sakana, and therefore we're dealing with a sakana, therefore you have to be machmer both of them. Being less than 40 saw, being more than 40 saw, you have to be machmer, that maybe there is poison in there, and you're not able to tell, and therefore it's going to be a problem. The Mishnah Zayin brings down Shmer Sayyayin Asura, Mishnah Gila, if you try to sift it out, still some shugila, chemimatir. The shayla is whether does the poison go through a sifter or does the poison not go through the sifter? And once it goes through, you're done or not. Like one of the Gemara Vezor has a blat of Gemara discussing different situations when there is gila, when it's not gila. Yayim mevushal, sounds like there's no gila. Why? Same thing. Snakes don't like it. It's not so. They don't smell it, I don't know, I guess, or they don't take it, whatever it is. And different scenarios when there is gilai, when there is no gilai. So Tez Nafalam, here we saw in the Sugya Gvinas Hakim, Tez Nafalam says that Bizman is that we don't have snakes, Bizmanina, we don't live in the world changed, and the Matthias changed, and used to be in the old days, they lived on dirt, in the forest, worn paved roads, and they lived around snakes, and they lived around animals, and therefore it was very common to have snakes around. And they could go into your food, and there were poisonous snakes, and there's a sakana. But we don't find snakes. We find snakes is big news. Oh, there's a snake in Sanjum Mechavet. Turns into, it's big news. There aren't snakes, but Zaneu. So the question is, what have you done in my thing? So Tez Daf Lamed A brings down, Gvinas Akam, he says, even one of the reasons why it's Aser was because of Niker. Zak Tez is nowadays where we don't have snakes around. It's going to. Ain nachash b'sum b'nei nachash b'sum gilai. Don't worry about gilai. Aye, there's a call davish of minion that needs another minion atirai. That normally when there's takana, you finish, game over, and you can't just be matur and say, oh, change. There's a takana, it's like zera, and therefore it's just the aser. It's like Tais is a very basic thing. The pshat is that even mechazal, they didn't say across the board that it's aser. They said places with our snakes, then they can answer. Places that aren't snakes are going to be matur. So therefore, in the Etzem Gzera, there's sometimes mutter, sometimes aser. The snakes are mutter, it's going to be aser. There's no snakes, it's going to be mutter. Therefore, nowadays, we're like Bimei Chazal, the places which don't have snakes. We're like those places, and being we're like those places. So therefore, it's not going to be aser as Giloi, being that it's not common for us to have snakes around. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. Chaber Paskins, the Kiftazai, the Bizman is that we're not Machamon Giloi. Why not? There are mubbings down, because being that it's not common where we live, Baruch Hashem, there aren't any snakes. And therefore, you don't have to go ahead and be machmar gili bezman hazeh. The Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Shla. The Shla says, "Shomei nafshe yich mizeh." Somebody who's a kodesh should be machmer. The Goyin of Meisir Rav Tzadikei brings down that the Goyin is machmer. Interesting. The Goyin Shulchan Aruch by Yossi Shtelso Toisus and doesn't really comment on what is the opinion of the gay gili. Shtelso Toisus sounds like he's going along with standard psak, that's going to be okay. In Meisar Rav, he writes, Machmer Mo'id Bo'ichlo Maskin, he's very, very Machmer. And he says that even though the reason which is public, maybe we don't know about, but there's a lot of says there's many reasons why Chazal does certain things, and therefore even though one reason doesn't apply, it's like the guy who said to Machmer, because the other reasons apply. And therefore, the gun was machmer ma'oid ma'oid v'davar zeh. There's some story that we saw this. When did we see this? So the one of the previous sagas. What? No. So with the goyin. Yeah, the chilas shom. So the goyin asked his talmidim, the bachrim, do you eat shomer of Shabbos? So the reason why you eat that chilas shom is in order to be ma'abar zera. Like so yesterday, tashmita on Shabbos, signing Shabbos, mitzvah. So he asked the Bachman, "Achil Hashem." The Bachman said, "Why in the world should we achil Hashem? We're not married." So the guy got angry at them. He said, "Like, you know, the reason doesn't apply to us." So the guy said, "Did you do a meal on the eighth day?" That's what he saw. "Did you do a meal on the eighth day?" So the Bachman said, "Yeah." He goes, "Why did you do a meal on the eighth day? It doesn't apply anymore." For those of you remember, for the morning at Daf Lamed Aleph, what did it say? Why did you need on the eighth day? In order that, when you're doing the milah, in order that the batsman takes 7 days, you may have a zakha, the 7 days, which are tamei, so you go to mikvah. It shouldn't be that she's tamei and she's atzav, and everyone else is making a simcha. If it's like the guy, nowadays where you're not tar after 7 days, when I know you can make tar, and she doesn't go to mikvah right away, and we're machmer on the dam leida, so come out. That you should not do meal on the eighth day. Elma, you do it. Why? Because when Torah says something, that kind of mini sibus, and we don't dash in the exact time. And therefore, he says, you should be eating your shum, because even though maybe the reason, which is the megalitas, doesn't apply, but the nister does apply, therefore, he tells Bachar, you should be eating shum. The Akabanim, who are you doing over here by Giloy? What? Yeah. Who are you doing by, we had on the Mamakremis on, and Kufa Pekim up, Kim Domani. So who are you doing over here? He says, even though maybe the reason Giloy doesn't apply around snakes, but the reason of, there are many reasons why Chazal did things, therefore we don't change based on that, and therefore the Gemara is very, very machmer on Gilai. Yeah, sounds like it. Most Rishonim, all Rishonim say not like that.
How do you ever deal with the
Kohanis
Chazal?
If it
means like this, it applies like that, it applies like this. How do you ever?
In the Gemara's world, you don't. So,
in
the Gemara's world, you don't. Now, the Gemara's Shulchan Aruch does not bring us down. It does bring it down. It's Tama. And at Haga, maybe that's what he held, but maybe Halach Vakai, so I'm stumbling. I don't know. He didn't hold like that, because there's a reason why he didn't bring saying Shulchan Aruch, and it's only Meisar Rav, and it's at Haga's. Stumbling, that was the Pshat. Oh, come on. Can you do it? A stipe on the Chaznish were our Machmer and Gilai. They were Machmer and Gilai. We saw different storming on different schoys, whether Halvite, because we had some Miami iron color was a brown. What about tea, for example? What is that?
Water.
Tea could be water, or you could say maybe it's nishtana, or you know, is that nishtana, or is it not nishtana? So, who's the Arkas Rabbeinu brought down? Is Machmer Santi, or is it time of the crow? Which one was it? The Arkas Rabbeinu? The Arkas Rabbeinu says Machmer tea, which is Kiddush, right? Even tea. Like, you could say it's very nishtana. But in the game of Chitza, so that's something that we saw, the Mishnah says, when we clap for Chitza, you have to be Machmer. Maybe there's poison in it, you're going to wash yourself and get a cut, and you're going to, and it's going to be a problem. So, and Arkas Rabbeinu means Marcus is Chaymar Stipler Nizar Begilo Gamlin Tis Sidayim Kagra is Machmer Aslan Tis Sidayim like the Goyin. That's what means Arkas Rabbeinu Mashenkin the and Derech Sicha and Beis Tov Nen Migzal Loich Mekach Mayim Golin Tis Sidayim. Wasn't so machmer. Seems to be hysteria. I think this is. It's going to the camera, cousin. I'm not sure. But that it wasn't when I was machmer. Now the accurate thing is, if there's really good advice, you should be machmer. I had a friend of mine who went to yeshiva Bnei Brak. He said that they were machmer in yeshiva on Gilui for Tils Adayim. They used to have the cover for the nigavasa by the bed. They used to have the covering on top of it. That shouldn't be an issue of. Shouldn't be an issue of. It shouldn't be Isser Gilead. Hakaponim, Rave Kaisel is goes with Ibikvais the Ramah. I mean, Ibikvais the Rab Ramah, Ruby Shainim, the Chazal, we're not really Machmer on Gilei being the way of snakes. But you know, I remember once.
We didn't bring down any of the Mamakavis of anyone that's
Mako. That's Shachan Arach is Mako. Taste is Mako.
So,
you don't have to, you don't need that. Anyone didn't say anything is because they're Mako. There was nothing to discuss, right? It's Mutter. It's out. Now, the Pichad. So, wait, a couple of things. I remember somebody once called in the base of Rabbi Berkowitz. They called up, they want to know that they left something out. They want to know, like, should they throw it out or not? Because they left it out. You know, the Shalah, the guy, and so Berkowitz said, even those who are Machmed, Machmed Zevite, Machmed Yevit, even those on the Machmed, didn't think that would be the correct thing to do. Over here, Norchus Reina brings down. Right, the Chaznish said he used to give it to Tztaka and just tell him that it's from Gilai. Tell them, right guys, those Michaels. You just tell them they can decide what they want.
After someone did it,
yeah. Now, so one second, we'll get that in a second. So first, let's go first in the world of the, the world of the, in the world of the Chaznish, and if you want to be Machmir Bezman is that, so it'd be. Suffolk, you have to be Machmer. How long is Ksida Gilei? Very, very quickly. Mar says, snake, you go in, go out, boom, boom, boom. And things always have to, you go outside and you go out for 2 minutes, you get a phone call. And the snake could crawl out.
This room, you have to hide into the window.
So maybe there's a snake under there, I have no idea. It'll come out, I have no idea. You know all
that. That means when no one's in the room, right?
Right, if somebody's in the room, if you see it, you see it. If somebody. Fine. Like upon him, so the shayla is like this. The shayla is bisman hazeh. So we're saying our husband don't do machmer. Why we have snakes? Matzi beinenu. So the question is that true or not? Let's say that place we have snakes. Every place finds a snake here, finds a snake there, and you have to go ahead and be worried about the accident places that have snakes. Let's say you're up in the Catskills. There are snakes in the Catskills, especially. We find once in a while snakes by us. We have like a little garbage dump in front of it, you know that. And down, whatever. Gets the little garbage dump that I built in front of my house over there. Whatever. Gets a, sometimes there are snakes in there. But,
often?
What? You see things crawling around outside the window. But, Akapanim, so do you have to worry about snakes or not? So, Knesset says, the Prikhalis already says that, but Manazeos thinks that there are snakes around. And being that there are snakes around, so maybe you have to go ahead and be Machmer. Maybe the Vesesiv. Talking about we aren't any snakes, but there are snakes around, so if you have to go ahead and be machmer. When the Mitzvah Yitzchak says it doesn't really get that. What do you mean there are snakes around? The Seisiv was where?
In
Tzvas. In Tzvas, there weren't snakes. He doesn't really understand, like, how can you say that there aren't any snakes? That in English, snakes was in Enu. He wasn't on Eretz Yisrael. He lived there. And what's going on? So I'm not really like so the question. I'm saying, but he says he was talking about in the 50s, whenever he lived, and Prakash was talking about a couple hundred years later. He saw the question, like, it was a psak, there are no snakes around. Was like, if there aren't any snakes around, you're okay. Prakash is saying, maybe there are snakes, whatever. But I'll compound him. Yes. Now, but see, it's, yeah, of course it changed where, based on where, a lot of things, where the snakes are, yeah. Now, the Knesset Gedolah says, even if there are snakes, but being it's not motzi, can we be mechazal, if the Knesset Gedolah says in Sekat Nidches, if there are snakes, you could be mekol because it's not very, very motzi. Can we be mechazal? There are a lot that know exactly what so somebody went around. What? Only if it's matzi. He says, but nowadays it's not matzi. Can be chazal. So if it's not matzi, chazal. Therefore, that's that. That's something is going to be. So that's. I heard a story once that somebody went around, like forgetting all the places, how many snakes there are. And
holy
shit. We went into Rav Yashiv, so then first Rav Yashiv said, no, it's okay. Then Moshe Mordechai Karp went in, and then he said, it's not okay. So they try to figure out what the difference is. So they said, he said there were three snakes. He said there were four snakes. Masha Kazelay there. But come on, the Pashtas. The Pashtas, the Hira is Mamukushagra and Kaisel is that. Snakes are not matzi b'neinu, therefore one does not have to be choshesh, and therefore you don't have to be choshesh. Weiter, shla going kodesh nafshi yamrim ahem chumra chumri seira. You know, if you're anical, some take it on. You know, it sounds like very chumra, and then rishenim and the pasuk suga is lehakam. Now, one basically have to be machmer is machaber brings on fesh machaber, even if you're not machmer on regular giloy, this reinigaya, when it comes to kiddush, you have to be machmer. Kiddush more machmer. The shaila is, what's the yisod of davar? Machaber brings on reishayim beis. When it comes to yayin for kiddush, you have to go ahead and be machmer. Chaim Reish Ayin Beis Sif Aleph. Is it Mam Kamer Sif? Yeah, nope. Yeah, no pages here. There you go. Aim Kas Yain Serechera Yain Magula. I feel in the Deloika Pin Angila. We are not Makbid Angila. We have to go ahead and be Machmer and be Machmer. Is that the Magan Abraham? Why Hakim and Abasecha is not covered? F sure, Mabisham Wattes Magula and Kvedo. Not sure. Probably is Eli and Yain Motsikokach. Gam Pachas the single Kadi Evan can number eight with time. Basically, the Yisrael HaShayla is why we makhmer is very important. Why we makhmer on Kiddush. Is the Yisrael HaDavar is being choishes for a vaiter tzad of Giloy. And as we're saying, Bizan is, we want to be choishes. We want to be choishes because snakes aren't so matzi. Being snakes aren't so matzi. Therefore, but Kiddush is a higher level. Kiddush is, and therefore maybe on Kiddush, we're going to go the extra mile. And therefore Kiddush is a higher level. And even for the vaiter shash, maybe you have to go and be makhmer. That's one side to understand what... Yeah, you know, you bring the best to a king. So therefore, you bring the best to a king. Some ways, any tzad, which is not good. Right? There's a one in 3,000 chance that you burn the food. We serve it to a king? No. Give the best. Kiddush, you're doing bar mitzvah with it. Therefore, we don't do that. And therefore, that's the reason why that's not. The Magen Avraham sounds like a different vibe. Magen Avraham says, Efshev is only a short amount of time to be makbid. Why? Because even the kings aren't so makbid if the wine sits out a little bit. Sounds like my grandma different yisoid. The yisoid is that if you leave wine out for a while, it loses its taste. It's not as geschmack. It's not as tasty. It's not as chashiv. I think that's not as tasty. It's not as chashiv. Therefore, that's the reason why.
What does that do with
Magula? Yeah, in Magula, I leave wine out.
But Magula means there's someone left. So let's say someone's there.
I'm saying there's left open. Yeah, that's Afkamina. Afkamina is going to be. That's part of Nafkamina. You know, you have to figure out what goes good, what goes bad. If it's something like this, maybe you don't have to mark the third. Mahalik brought down the Taisa Shabbos. They're just like Bizman. Kiddush is made in Elam Haba and Me'elam Haba because we're going to serve wine, which is Meshumar, Meshesh, May Brasis. Therefore, Kiddush is made in that. It has to be Meshumar. The wine has to be Meshumar. And therefore, it's not Meshumar, Meshesh, May Brasis. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. So how do we pass the negate the wine? With three different reasons. Afghani could be how long Afghani is and also some other things. So how do we pass it? So Shavuz is very interesting. He's not for the Chai Adam. That if wine's Motzi, should we machbe even a Shem Wetes? If wine's not Motzi, so then there's Mokim to be makeable. Mokim that wine is very, very Shkiach and Motzi. And so all over the place, even Shem Wetes, one should go ahead and be machma. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. So Shaila is what's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? We're saying that if you have the mokim yain eshkir chamatze even shom wetes even a short amount of time, one should go ahead and be machma. So if you read the Mishnah Berurah, the little means kashuta Rashi says I feel the regachad even right away. Why would that be? So let's discuss the reasons. We have to try to discuss the reasons. If it's also snakes, so maybe a short amount of time, and maybe that's your machmer. If it's out, the Magen Avraham, that people don't take it, and Magen Avraham says, after Shemot, they don't be worried about it, because people like it. And Berkowitz told me that by the French wine, they say, Dafka, they leave it open for a while. They let it breathe, and it tastes better when you leave it open. So if you're going out that, so then Fakert. Couple of minutes with Bechal, not a problem. If you go like the Taisa Shabbos, Yaim, Shumar, the Mitzvah, May Braces, and even an Echanami, even a Shamuetas, and Echanami, they'll be mocking to go ahead and be Machmer. Come, Mishnah Berurah sounds like it's only the Chayadam, they say Shamuetas, you have to be Machmer. The Chachil of Mokim She, Yain, be Yoiker, and it's Motzi, the Chachil wants to be Machmer, Shamuetas. Avada, if that's the Chachil, I'm saying, and if you, Avada is lechila b'tor chumra. Avada, you know, as if for the chachila, you shouldn't pour the wine unless you're there. If you did it, b'diavad, Avada would be somewhat on other reasons and say that I mean, Magram in most places seemingly seem to say that it occurs out the taste of the body. So unless it's there for a very long time, the taste doesn't go, and the taste is just as good, and it's not being much on the taste, and it does ruin it. So then there's different kiosks, 5-6 hours. Unless it's been a very long time, it's not going to be problem. And very nafkamina, sometimes you open bottles of wine. So if you most of the Kaisos mach, we're not to open the bottle. They make all on the top, on the metal bottle caps, and open bottle caps. Sure. They make all on the top. So now you got a problem with the gilai. Because
it's not big enough to put your finger in.
It's big enough a snake can get in, right? Depending how big it is. Depending how big it is. Depending how big it is, then it could be a problem. So a lot of places can save. It's in the fridge. You don't have to worry about the snake shabai, akabanim, because snakes don't do well in the climate of the nice cold climate of the fridge. Snakes don't go there, so you're not going to have that issue. You have to, then you have to deal with the issue of whether the taste gets better or worse. You know, they have to just figure it out. So the eights would be just maybe to cover it with something and you know, to keep it covered. You put a tissue, you put there's some type of like corkscrew type of thing was going on. They call gilai busters, I don't know. You put them in and I made it up. That's what kids call it. Yeah. But anyhow, I got bottom. It's a kid's like a kid with machli. You should not pour when you're not in the room. About a bidi ever be going. The ikar reason is out the taste shabai, and therefore, if you did it, to be okay. Shavli brings down that you want to give me about the b'roiv or about the v'shishim. He says that also you can be makel, and there's not going to be makel. What do you say? The Shiva Levi said...